just in time before I go. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. Well, I laughed, but that
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At night, look up in the sky. It's not a bird or a plane. It's drones over New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and now Maryland. And people want to know who's controlling them. CBS's Tom Hansen is on the case.
The drones have flown precariously close to critical infrastructure and sensitive military sites, like Picatinny Arsenal, which provides munitions products to all branches of the U.S. military. But the White House says...
We have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat, or have a foreign nexus.
Nancy Pelosi's been hospitalized in Europe, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
According to a spokesperson, the former House Speaker suffered an injury during an official engagement in Luxembourg. She's been admitted to a hospital for evaluation. She's in Luxembourg with a bipartisan congressional delegation to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge.
19,000 American soldiers died in that battle, one of the most important of World War II. It stopped the Nazis' last-ditch offensive to turn the tide of the war. The American found in Syria after months of captivity has been flown out of the country and may soon be in Missouri. 29-year-old Travis Timmerman had been missing for almost 7 months. CBS's Ian Lee spoke to his family.
During that time, his sister had a baby girl, and so the family thought it was just so strange that he hadn't come back. So that's one thing they're looking forward to when he does return to the United States, is introducing him to his new niece.
President-elect Donald Trump knows he will soon face the challenge of making good on his campaign promises. Here's CBS News political reporter Libby Cathy.
When it comes to grocery prices, this was a key campaign promise for Trump. He said it's also going to be very hard to lower those costs on the first day in office. Democrats and critics seizing on that line, saying this is another example of Trump moving the goalposts on his campaign promises now that he's been elected. And they say this second term is going to be about retribution, not groceries.
A big retailer may be headed for bankruptcy, says CBS's Jason Brooks.
Retail chain bankruptcies have nearly doubled the pace in 2024 over last year, and the list may grow before the end of the year, with Bloomberg reporting that the Container Store is preparing a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing sometime in the coming weeks after years of losing money. The Texas-based chain sustained a more than 10% decline in sales in the recent quarter, with its losses nearly doubling from a year earlier. Nearly four dozen retail chains have filed for bankruptcy in 2024, including Big Lots, Express, Joann, and the Vitamin Shoppe.
The Dow is off slightly at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. A quick look at headlines we're following today in the newsroom. Well, the accident that happened in Rochester on Wednesday night, where a person was taken to Froedtert Hospital by Flight for Life, still under investigation by the Racine Sheriff's Department. It started out as a minor accident. One of the people involved crossed the street, got hit by a third vehicle. That person stopped and cooperated. Here in Racine, 23 cats were taken from a person's home and taken to the Wisconsin Humane Society Racine campus yesterday. Those cats were in pretty ill health, although most are expected to survive. They'll be looking for foster care and forever homes once the cats are healthy again. Wisconsin's two biggest children's hospitals, American Family Children's Hospital and Children's Wisconsin, forming a new partnership to treat congenital heart disease, the most common birth defect in the U.S. The program kicks off in the state right away in 2025. January is when they'll start things. It should last for 10 years. And after yesterday's brutally cold temperatures, it's time to think about helping the homeless. It's Music for a Cause this weekend at McAuliffe's Pub tonight, Saturday and Sunday. They're hoping to get enough blankets, sleeping bags, and warm clothing to help homeless shelters throughout Racine and Kenosha counties. Also, cash donations being accepted. News at the top and bottom of every hour or on demand whenever you want it. Online at WRJN.com. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks Sunday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers take on the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday night football. Green Bay hoping some of their players are ready to return to action, like linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, who's been impressive as a rookie until he suffered a hamstring injury in practice 3 weeks ago.
It means a lot. It's been a long 3 weeks. I'm just ready to go out there and just play as hard as I could and make plays.
NBA, the Bucks are in Vegas. They face the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow at 3:30 in the NBA Cup semifinals. Women's college volleyball tonight, NCAA regionals, the Badgers in Lincoln, Nebraska, for a rematch with Texas A&M, a team they beat 2 months ago. Wisconsin C.C. Crawford asked how they've improved.
We've grown so much as a team, not only on the court, but off the court. One thing we worked on at the beginning of the year was communication, and we've excelled in that. Obviously, we played them earlier in the season, but they're a different team now. It's been 2 months. Same thing for us. We're a different team now, so it'll be a fun matchup.
That's the Badgers' C.C. Crawford with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's only up from here, with mostly sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the day, into the evening, overnight, and through tomorrow. We'll eventually reach 40 degrees as a system moves in, bringing some rain. But as overnight lows flirt with the freezing mark, it could switch over to a wintry mix. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Keep me from getting to you, baby. Remember the day I set you free. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Great show coming up for you today. Of course, we're going to have another keyword in Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win statewide contest, but patience is a virtue. You have to wait until the 4 o'clock hour for that. And it's going to be your chance to win an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. It's all coming up on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, dear, oh,
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Good, 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 traditions of hurt men with her.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and high school basketball, WRJN. We've got action for you tonight, and Dick Graceffa has the call of the game.
Two teams that battle every year between them. Burlington will travel to Union Grove. Once again, something you've heard from me before this year, Burlington will be coming in having to, they had to replace all five starters. Wow. So they're having a tough time of it so far. They're winless, where Union Grove is 500 at 1-1, and they got four starters back. Mm. So one's inexperienced, the other one is experienced. So, but these typically are very, very physical, close games.
All right, Dick, high school basketball tonight on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around.
find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. picture too.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Sam Cooke on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We are looking for increasingly cloudy skies tonight. Still going to be cold, but an overnight temperature rising to about 30 by 5 a.m. Tomorrow, we might actually see some rain. Mostly cloudy and a high of 41. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Bing Crosby on WRJN.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start. And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas.
Come on, show me how you work. Now you're in motion, boy. Time you gotta do the locomotion.
much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I am Chris Morrow with a look at what's happening today. And looking into the weekend after yesterday's frigid temperatures, it's a good reminder that the homeless need help in Racine and Kenosha counties. And this weekend, it's Music for a Cause in Racine. This annual event in its 18th year is to support local homeless shelters and showcase local artists while doing it. They call it Blank Fest. Runs tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at McAuliffe's Pub. Organizers are looking for you to get admission by bringing a blanket, toiletries, sleeping bags, anything that can be used as an entry fee that keeps people warm. You could also just hand over $10 as a donation at the door. Search Blank Fest Wisconsin on Facebook to get more information. The Wisconsin Humane Society taking care of at least 23 cats and kittens that were taken from a Racine home yesterday. The cats all in pretty poor health, although many are going to be put into foster homes initially, the others treated, and then eventually find forever homes. They can't do it until the cats are healthy, though, so keep an eye open for the next time you could adopt a cat from the Wisconsin Humane Society. News for both Racine and Kenosha County. A new grant will help stand-in grandparents work in the community. The Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services Organization is restarting the Foster Grandparent Program. It didn't get started earlier in the year because of a lack of funding, but now is going to work out. The program matches people over 55 and older with school kids in Kenosha and Racine, where they serve as tutors and mentors. There's more about that program on the Kenosha County website. Along the same lines, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction recently awarded a $10 million federal grant to improve youth mental health services, specifically the money to help with the staffing of school counselors, psychologists, and social workers by expanding the barrier for entry and delivery models for those services. The grant was awarded by the U.S. Department of Education through its 2024 school-based Mental Health Professionals Grant Program and should last for 5 years. Looking for news? We have it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand online at WRJN.com. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It's only up from here, with mostly sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the day, into the evening, overnight, and through tomorrow. We'll eventually reach 40 degrees as a system moves in, bringing some rain. But as overnight lows flirt with the freezing mark, it could switch over to a wintry mix. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Myself some way,
no time left for you.
Distance.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. And in case you didn't realize, today is Friday the 13th. We'll have some facts you never needed to know about Friday the 13th coming up in a few minutes. Keep it here on WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. I believe that you and me last forever.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews and, of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Yeah.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And if you're superstitious at all, you know that today is Friday the 13th. Here are some things you never needed to know about Friday the 13th. It's not clear where the superstition originates. Some believe it stems from the biblical Last Supper, in which the unlucky 13th guest, Judas, portrays Jesus. Another biblical belief is that Cain killed his brother Abel on Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th can come in threes. All years have at least one Friday the 13th, and as many as three in any given calendar year. Beloved rapper Tupac Shakur was killed on a Friday the 13th in 1996, September 13th. Another notable Friday the 13th death was that of Julia Child in 2004. The number 13 is considered lucky by some. For pagans, it represents the number of full moons in a year. And Alfred Hitchcock, the director, was born on a Friday the 13th. Perhaps that explains his obsession with psychological thrillers. And there are several things you never needed to know about Friday the 13th.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This holiday season, make memories that last a lifetime at Gateway Classic Cars. Make this special time of the year merry and bright. Explore our spacious showroom packed with vintage cruisers, roaring muscle cars, trucks, and exotic dream machines. With a stunning selection and knowledgeable staff, Gateway Classic Cars is your destination to find a timeless, stylish gift for any classic car lover at any age. Visit the showroom on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia or gatewayclassiccars.com, where holiday dreams take the wheel.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Day number 9 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Give yourself the gift of health this season. Get a head start on your New Year's resolutions with their on-ramp program. A structured blend of fitness, nutrition, and accountability to start your transformation. Experience fun, challenging workouts that will make you feel your best in a new year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
WRJN. Yeah. I live on the apartment on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Then it flies, the guys all dressed up just like the Union. stuck on my windscreen.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, or some California grass. She gets it while she